are clearly palpable and are enough for ourselves and anybody observing us in order to question just how genuine our professed Christianity really is.
那这种糟糕的这种郁闷的状况呢是非常的明显，以至于我们自己或者那些在观察我们的人都会问这样的问题，说我们这个基督的信仰到底是不是真的呢？
Meanwhile, the pages of the New Testament describing the early Christians records an entirely different picture, a sense of liveliness, a sense of energy,that's both peacefully and superbly adequate to facing life's demands of us.
但是在新约的章节中记录了很多早期基督徒的情况，给我们了一个完全不同的画面。在这样的画面中，我们感到这种活泼的这种能，这种非常有力量的这种感觉，这种感觉也是如此的平静，让我们足以面对生活所给予我们的任何困难。
The key to this difference is that they never look to themselves, but to Jesus Christ.
那这个不同的关键呢，就是他们从来没有看他们自己，而是注目在主基督耶稣。
They don't focus on the circumstances, but they focus upon God.
他们并没有聚焦在他们自己的状况，而是聚焦在神上面。
As a result, they conclude that innumerable difficulties face them, but that Christ is sufficient for all of that.
作为一个结果，他们有这样的结论，他们说不管有多少的困难面对着我们，我们有主基督耶稣都可以足够的来对付这些。
He is able to give us the victory.
他能够给我们胜利。
The whole world may be going according to the English idiom,quote, to hell in a handbasket, lives may be wildly careening headlong towards oblivion, but Jesus is able to take us through it all.
我们的这个世界呢，就像这个英文的谚语说的，在急剧的恶化，一发不可收拾。但是我们的生命也很多时候向这个消失的方向来严重的倾斜，但是主基督耶稣能够带我们走过这一切。
This looking to the sufficiency of Christ is one of the main reasons for our gathering around His table to celebrate communion.
我们来感受主基督耶稣提供的充足，是我们来到他的圣餐桌前和他进行圣餐仪式的一个主要的目的。
These elements of the bread and of the cup call us to look away from ourselves.And from our present or any future circumstances toward the living Lord Jesus who comes back to commune with us in the breaking of bread and the drinking of the cup.
这饼和这杯都呼召我们，将我们自己的目光从我们自己身上和我们自己所面临的或将要面临的困难或者状况上移开，而把眼光注目到那活着的主，他在圣餐的时候回来和我们一起掰着饼喝着杯，和我们一起相交。
So that's where our thoughts are to be at this time.Not the mistakes that might be in the church bulletins, or the roast that's burning in the oven at home, or the ball game, or some other agenda item that we are preoccupied with.
那这就是我们在圣餐桌面前所应该想的，而不是我们教堂的这个公报上的这些错误，我们家里的这个炉子上烧的东西，或者是什么在进行的球赛，或者是任何那些占据着我们头脑思想的这些意念。
Years ago, when I was completing studies for an education degree at the University of Nebraska at Omaha.One of the hot fads in education was what they call ability grouping.
那很多年前呢，我在内布拉斯加大学的奥马哈分校完成我的教育学学位的时候呢，当时有一个在教育学中非常流行的这么一个事情，就是按照能力来分组。
The idea behind it was that you should take all of the allegedly intellectually gifted, students and, challenge students and put them in different classes.
这个理念的背后呢，就是说你应该把这些智力平平和这些天资卓越的学生放在不同的班级。
the reasoning behind it was that the challenged students and their problems were holding back the progress of the gifted students.
那这个之所以这样做的原因呢，是因为这些成绩平平的学生，天资平平的学生，他们可能会阻挡这些天资聪颖的学生的发展。
I don't know if they still do this kind of thing in education, but nowadays we do put some students in so-called advanced placement courses, while others take the regular classes.
我不知道他们现在是不是还这样做，但是现在他们通常来都会把一些天资聪明的学生呢放在快班，把一些天资平平或者说有困难的学生放在普通班或者说慢班。
I do know that ability grouping worked well for the gifted students, who then progressed more quickly than they would have.
那这样的分班的方式呢，让那些比较聪明的学生呢有很大的得益，因为他们能够进步得更快。
However, it didn't work particularly well for the challenged students, who now didn't have a standard to which.To reach up to.
那对那些在慢班的学生呢，这是非常的不好，因为他们现在都没有一个标准可以需要达到的标准呢。
Now, if we're really Christians, when it comes to the Christian life, we discover this: we are all challenged, regardless of the degree of our intellect, or our station in life, or our spiritual giftedness. We're challenged to live out the Christian life successfully.
那如果我们是一个真正的基督徒，当我们在谈到过基督徒的生活的时候，过一个得胜的基督徒的生活的时候呢，我们大家都是天资平平，不管我们在属灵上有什么恩赐，我们的圣经学习到什么地步，我们都是有困难的。
Only Christ is able, only Christ is sufficient to deal with everything in the Christian life.
只有基督才能够，只有基督才有充足的能力来对付基督徒生活中所有的事情。
So since every one of us, all of us, are ability grouped in the Christianity for Dummies 101 class, it's Jesus to whom we must look, for he alone is able.
那现在因为我们所有的人都被分到这个基督教傻瓜教程101班这个班里面呢，我们只有仰望主基督耶稣才能够上这门课。
Able for what? The Bible tells us that he's uniquely able to succor.
那他能做什么呢？他圣经第一点告诉我们说他能够搭救我们。
Now, that's not a misspelling in your bulletin inserts or a mispronunciation from the pulpit. It's what we call in the English language a homonym. It's a word that sounds the same but has a different meaning, and that other word is succor, S-U-C-K-E-R.
那这个牧师在这里用的这个搭救的词和英文当中另一个词叫做傻瓜的词是一个同音异义词，这两个词完全英文发音是一样的，但是意义完全不一样。那这个翻译成中文之后呢，这个效果就没有了。
It's a different word entirely. The sucker that appears in your notes and that I have reference to, S-U-C-C-O-R, is still in the dictionary, in some translations of the Bible, it still appears.
那大家如果看你手中的单章，那上面的第一个词叫 succor， 这个词是一个实际的英语用词，它虽然用的很少，但是在字典中和一些圣经的翻译版本当中还会出现。
We get the modern sense of it in Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 18, where the modern translations read as follows, Because he himself, speaking of Jesus, suffered when he was tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted.
那用现代英语的翻译呢，在希伯来书二章十八节，他是这样翻译的：他自己既然被试探而受苦，就能搭救被试探的人。
Help is used instead of the older word succor.
那这里呢，帮助这个词呢，被使用在这个翻译的版本上而没有用这个搭救这个比较有一点古意的这个词。
It means to assist, to aid, to help.
他的意思就是帮助、帮忙。
Don't you know that the Apostle Peter, with his hot-blooded temper, needed help? Certainly the Apostle Thomas, with his skeptical mind, needed help. The Pharisee Nicodemus, with his uncourageous belief in Jesus, needed help.
你难道不知道说使徒彼得他需要在他的暴躁的脾气上得到帮助吗？ 这个使徒托马斯需要在他多疑的头脑上也得到帮助吗？ 还有这个法利赛人尼哥底母， 他也需要在他信心的软弱上得到耶稣的帮助。
All of these and thousands more from Antioch, from Ephesus, from Corinth, from Rome, and all the rest of it could testify, where would we have been with our sins of the flesh and our subtle sins of the spirit if Christ had not given us succor or help?
那所有这些，而且千千万万别的基督徒在安提阿、在以弗所、在罗马、在哥林多的基督徒都可以作证，说如果不是基督来的话，我们因我们的身体上的罪，我们精神上的罪，我们将会失落在哪里呢？
Each of us are tempted people also. So this is right on the mark for us as well.
我们每个人都被诱惑，所以这一段讲的也是对我们所讲的。
The writer of the letter to the Hebrews here lets us in on the secret of how Jesus does this. It's because he himself suffered when he was tempted.
那希伯来书的作者告诉我们主基督耶稣的秘诀，那就是说他自己在被引诱的时候也受苦。
You don't need to be afraid that Christ doesn't understand the sins that you and I particularly struggle with.
你不用害怕说主基督耶稣不知道我们所正在面对的罪是怎么样的。
Some folks may not identify with your or my particular sins.
别的人可能不理解你所面对的罪。
But Jesus always will.
但是主基督耶稣能。
He knows all about it.
他知道所有的这些。
We might say of him, he's been there but not done that.
我们也许可以说他也曾经伤害，却未曾实现。
Hebrews 4:15 says, For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet without sin.
希伯来书4:15节说，因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。
Being victorious every time over sin's temptation, he has won the right to stand shoulder to shoulder with you and me in the battle against sin, against temptation.
在每一个与诱惑的战斗中都已经获胜了，主基督耶稣赢得了和我们肩并肩在属神的战场上作战的权利。
He is able to succor, to help you and me to overcome temptation. Secondly, he's also able to save.
他能够搭救我们，让我们战胜诱惑。接下来，他也可以拯救我们。
Now, some realist is sure to object that that isn't sufficient enough. It's great to resist temptation, but as we say in the English, the horse is already out of the barn. Our resistance to temptation has already broken down.
那有些现实主义者可能会反对这样的说法，他说这是不够的，能够抵挡诱惑是非常美好的，但是这个犯罪已经出现了，我们在对抗诱惑的战斗中已经崩溃了。
We have sinned, now what?
我们已经犯罪了，现在怎么办呢？
Hebrews 7:25 says of Christ, He is able to save completely those who come to God through Him, because He always lives to intercede for them.
希伯来书7:25说，凡靠着他进到神面前的人，他都能拯救到底，因为他是长远活着替他们祈求。
The Apostle Paul could effectively tell us, I was a blasphemer of Christ, and a persecutor of his church. And he saved me from all that.
使徒保罗可以告诉我们说，我是一个亵渎神、迫害教会的人，他拯救了我。
Another one could inform us, I was a leper, segregated from all human fellowship. My existence was a solitary misery in a tormented body that was slowly rotting to death. And he saved me.
另外一个人也可以告诉我们说，我是一个麻风病患者，被社会所遗弃，我的存在就是在孤独痛苦中承受生活身体的折磨而死去，但是他拯救了我。
John Newton, who wrote the most famous song in the world, Amazing Grace, said of himself, I was a wild beast on the coast of Africa, and Christ saved me.
约翰牛顿就是那个写了著名的圣歌《奇异恩典》的人，他曾经说，我是在非洲海岸的一个像野兽一样狂野的人，但是基督拯救了我。
Henry Martin, who was to become one of Christianity's greatest missionaries,whispered as he went down to the river to be baptized, Look at me, the vilest of sinners, yet saved by grace.
约翰马丁后来成为基督教历史当中最有名的传教士，他在进入河中受洗的时候，他轻声说道，看看我罪人当中的罪魁，被恩典所拯救。
There's no such thing as irreparable damage. There's no entanglement he can't straighten out. There are no wounds that he can't heal.
没有不能挽回的失败，没有缠绕主基督耶稣不能剪开，也没有伤痕他不能治愈。
These are gifts that are offered to you and me as we are invited to his table. He is able to save completely.
这就是我们被邀请来到他的圣餐桌前的时候，他给我们的礼物，他能够完全的拯救我们。
He is also able, thirdly, for support.
第三点，他也能够支持我们。
As the famous line from the movie The Princess Bride says, inconceivable.
有一个著名的电影叫做《公主新娘》，里面有这样一句著名的台词，叫做“不可理喻”。
Some folks still believe inconceivably that this is not sufficient enough. They think that it's wonderful that Christ can raise the fallen, can give defeated people a new chance at life. But they wonder, is this the best we can hope for?
那有些不可理喻的人认为这样还是不够，他们也承认说主基督耶稣能让死人复活，能让失败的人再有一次生命中的机会，但是他们经常在想，这就是我们能想得到的最好的吗？
Must we just go on and on falling and being forgiven? No, Jesus is able to do more than that.
我们难道就是这样不断的犯罪，然后不断的被原谅吗？不是的，主基督耶稣能做的远远超过这一切。
Jude verse 24 says of him, He is able to keep you from falling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy.
犹大书一章二十四节说，那能保守你们不失脚，叫你们无瑕无疵，欢欢喜喜站在他荣耀之前的，我们的救主，独一的神。
In other words, not just a sucker, not just a save,But as if that weren't enough, to support us not in our sins, but to support us so that we don't even fall.
他不但能够搭救我们，不但能够拯救我们，也能够支持我们，支持我们，不是支持我们的罪，而是支持我们不至于跌倒。
Christianity isn't just an ambulance that follows behind spiritual battles in order to deal with the casualties.
那基督的信仰呢，并不是一辆跟在这个属灵战场后面的救护车，收拾伤员。
Christianity has a much more positive aspect to it than that. It's not just a cure for the disease of sin, it's the actual preventative which precludes the disease from taking hold.
那基督的信仰呢，远远超过这一些，它不单是治疗罪所带来的疾病的良药，也是预防这些疾病的预防措施。
A lady by the name of Dora Greenwell once said that the curse of Christianity was, quote, the habit of translating into a vague future tense what Christ offers us now.
有一个叫做多拉格林威尔的女士曾经这样说道，她说基督信仰的一个诅咒就是我们经常习惯性的把基督现在就能提供给我们的支持推到将来一个模糊的将来。
In other words, there are substantial victories, within the grasp of the Christian that have the stuff of eternity about them.
这就是说，作为基督徒，我们能够取得一些实质性的胜利，在这些胜利里面有永恒的东西。
He is able now to keep you from falling.
他现在就能让我们不至于跌倒。
As John's Gospel, chapter 1, reminds us, the Word is made flesh, and the divine command becomes the divine human person, and Jesus takes us and permeates us with His Spirit.
就像约翰福音第一章中所说的，道成肉身，神圣的诫命成为了一个人，主基督耶稣抓住了我们，他的圣灵渗透了我们。
He alters our focus, and by, of attention by supplying new interests that drive out the old interests.
他通过为我们提供新的兴趣，驱赶我们以前的兴趣，来改变我们注意力的焦点。
We come to his table and our old tastes are incompatible with his body and with his blood, with his life that's given for us and given to us.
我们来到他的圣餐桌前，我们旧的口味和他的身体，他的血不相容，他的能力，他的身体和他的身体已经为我们死在了十字架上。
So his sufficiency extends even to support and to keep us from falling so that you and I can live victoriously now.
他的充足现在就能够支持我们，让我们过一个得胜，让我们不致跌倒，过一个得胜的基督徒生活。
Fourthly, he's able to subdue.
第四点，他的能力也能征服。
Because you see, all of this is great at the personal level,But what is Christianity, is it just rugged individualism as its aim, its goal, its purpose?
那所有的这一些呢，在个人的层面上看上去都很好，但是你也许会问，难道基督信仰的目标和终点在就是最终就是这个各个不相同的个人主义吗？
What about the chaos of humanity in history?
人类历史上的这些混乱呢？
Here too, Christ is sufficient, as the Apostle Paul wrote about Jesus in Philippians 3:21. He spoke about, quote, the power that enables him, he is able, enables him, Jesus, to bring everything under his control, even to transform our lowly bodies so that they'll be like his glorious body.
即使在人类这个层面上，主基督耶稣的能力也是足够的。就像腓立比书3:21说，他要按着那叫万有归服自己的大能，将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。
So he's got the power to subdue everything. He's not just the Lord of the church, he's the King of the universe.
他有征服一切的权利，他不但是教堂的主，也是这个世界的王。
Every principality and power and kingdom will bow down to him, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, according to Philippians 2:10-11.
每个执政的、掌权的都将向他跪拜，万口都将称他为主，就像腓立比书2:10-11所说的。
At the time that those verses were written, it seemed like those were pretty long odds.
当这些章节在写的这个时间，这些事情看起来好像是不太可能。
His kingdom on earth appeared to be a rather microscopic, a rather pathetic, the minority movement in comparison with the Roman Empire, which threatened to sweep it from the face of the earth.
和那个想把他从地球上铲除的罗马帝国比起来，主基督耶稣的王国是那样的微小，是那样的相当于是一个小众的运动。
So were Paul and the early Christians seemingly whistling in the dark to keep up their courage?
那么使徒保罗和早期的基督徒，他们是不是就像在黑夜里吹口哨一样为自己壮胆呢？
Tell that to the Roman emperor who died with these words on his lips, Galilean, thou hast conquered.
你可以把这些告诉那个死去的罗马皇帝，他在死的时候说，耶稣你赢了。
Why was Paul in the early church, so sure? Because they'd seen at the cross and the resurrection what God could do.
那为什么保罗和早期的基督徒这样的确定呢？因为他们看到了神在十字架和复活当中所显现的大能。
And when you add Christ's ascension into heaven with it, they knew there was nothing that could stop Christ now.
那你又看到主基督耶稣升上高天，那你现在知道没有任何事情能够阻挡他们。
The love that held him to the cross, the power that had taken him out of the grave, were literally irresistible.
那将他钉上十字架的大爱和那将他从坟墓里死里复活的大能是不能阻挡的。
Colossians chapter 2 and verse 15 expresses it this way. Having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross.
哥罗西书二章十五节说，即将一切执政的掌权的掳来，明显给众人看，就仗着十字架夸胜。
In history, the princes of Germany tried to discourage the great reformer Martin Luther from going to Augsburg in Germany, telling him, at Augsburg are the powers of hell.
那在历史上呢，这个德国的一个王子曾经劝谏这个马丁路德，这个伟大的改革家，不要去奥格斯堡。他说，在奥格斯堡有地狱的力量。
To which he responded by shouting, At Augsburg, Jesus reigns.
马丁路德大声地回答说，在奥格斯堡，主基督耶稣掌权。
That's all true, and at the table of Christ, we proclaim it.
这一切都是真的，在主基督耶稣的圣餐桌前，我们宣告这一切都是真的。
It foreshadows that great messianic banquet at the end of time, when the victory will be absolutely completed, and he sits with his people in the kingdom of God.
这预示了在所有的胜利都会被赢得之后，在弥赛亚的高宴上，主基督耶稣会和他的子民同坐在神的国度里。
So we must now concern ourselves with his ability to secure.
那我们现在需要思考他保全我们的能力。
Because while it's great that Christ's kingdom will conquer in the end, that's something beyond your and my horizon.
那主基督耶稣的王国最终将得胜，这是真的，但是这个超越了我们的视线。
You're thinking, I'll be long dead and gone before that ever happens. What's the use if in the meantime death comes calling and mocks my dreams and frustrates my hopes?
你可能想这件事情确实会成就，但是与我有什么关系呢？我那个时候都早已作古了。那我现在当死亡在呼召我的时候，当死亡在嘲笑我的梦想，在破坏我的毁灭我的希望的时候，有什么用呢？
That's a crucial question because life is fragile.
这是一个很关键的问题，因为我们的生命都很脆弱。
Because as the psalmist writes in Psalm 90 in verses 5 and 6, people are swept away in the sleep of death. They're like the new grass of the morning. Though in the morning it springs up new, by evening it is dry and withered.
就像诗人在诗篇90章第5节和第6节中说到，你叫他们如水冲去，他们如睡一觉，早晨他们如生长的草，早晨发芽生长，晚上割下看枯干。
In spite of that universal truth, hear the words of affirmation of the early Christians and the Apostle Paul, whose life was almost over, who was lying in prison facing a violent death that was drawing ever closer. When he wrote of Jesus in 2 Timothy 1:12, Yet I am not ashamed, because I know whom I have believed, and am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him for that day.
虽然这是一个普遍的真理，但是让我们来听听早期基督徒的主张。我们来看看使徒保罗，当他躺在罗马的监狱里，死亡渐渐靠近他的时候，他在铁木太后书一章十二节里是这样说的：为这缘故我也受这些苦难，然而我不以为耻，因为我知道我所信的是谁，也深信他能保全我所交付他的，直到那日。
Yes, Jesus is able to secure his promise, his victory to us, to keep us secure to the receiving of it. What I have entrusted to him for that day.
是的，基督能够保全他给我们的希望，给我们的胜利，直到我们接受的那一天。他能够保全我们所交给他的，直到那一日。
That phrase is a Greek expression. It was used for depositing something precious in a bank for safety.
那这个说法呢，是一个当时这个希腊的这么一个说法，是当你把这个贵重的东西放在银行的时候。
Jesus' ability to secure us is so secure, you can bank on it.
主基督耶稣保全我们的能力是如此的确定，你可以完全的依靠他。
It's in the bank with the heavenly deposit insurance program to back it up.
它是在这个银行中由这个天上的这个存款保持项目来保证。
This is the same Jesus Christ with whom we hold communion here today.
这也是今天我们圣餐仪式的同样的那位主基督耶稣。
This celebration proclaims that death is swallowed up in victory, as Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 15:54.
就像保罗在哥林多后书十五章五十四节中写到，这个庆祝是庆祝胜利，死亡已经被胜利吞吃。
As Jesus, the bodily resurrected Christ, promises us in John 14 and verse 19, because I live, you also will live.
也像身体复活的耶稣主基督告诉在约翰福音十四章十九节里给我们的永若，他说因为我活着你们也会活着。
And finally, his ability is such that he is able to surpass.
他最后的一个能力就是他有超越的能力。
The surprising thing about Christ's sufficiency and ability for us is expressed in Ephesians 3:20. It's that it speaks of Him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine according to His power that is at work within us.
那在考虑基督的充足的时候，所要提到的一句经文就是在以弗所书三章二十节，他说神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足的成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。
We don't know much about the details of the new heavens and earth.
我们不知道新天新地的细节。
But we do know there's rest for the weary. There are powers of a new and improved body.
但是我们知道在那里劳苦的人可以得到休息，我们也有新的身体，有新的能力。
There'll be no more suffering, no more sorrowing, no more separation.
在那里没有苦难，没有眼泪，也没有分离。
We know that we will live forever and will see Jesus as he is.
我们知道我们会长远的活着，也将看到主基督耶稣他本来的样子。
But beyond these things,Our minds are conditioned by the limitations of time and space.
但是超过这些，我们的头脑实际上被时间和空间所限制。
So we can't conceive. Our imaginations fail.
我们想不到，我们也无法想象。
But that's okay, because our earthly ideas and dreams about the next life can't entail even 0.5% of the glorious reality of it.
但这没有什么，因为我们在地上的关于这个将来的荣耀的想法和梦想，不能达到它真实的二分之一甚至百分之一。
The greatest part about it is that we will be like Jesus.
最美好的部分是我们将会像基督一样。
He is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine according to His power.His power, which is an all-surpassing ability.
他能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足地成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。
And to think that it's all signed, sealed, and delivered to us by the elements at His table.
那我们
Amen.
那我们需要思想，当我们来到圣餐桌前来的时候，他所有的这些能力都被他签上名、封上印，递交给我们。谢谢。阿门。
Amen.